Welcome back. Come along as we dig into God's Word and search for truth, understanding, and a closer relationship with Him. This is Steve, and you're listening to the Dig Bible Podcast Corner. Welcome back to the Dig Bible Podcast Corner, everybody. It is great to have you back listening. Missed last week. Just, unfortunately, life gets in the way at times. Try not to let that happen because it's real easy to fall into that trap. It's real easy to let things get in the way of what you're called to do or what you feel God's pushing you in that direction to do. And with that being said, that takes me directly into what I think we really need to talk about today. What are you called to do? What does God have in your future? What does He want you to do? We are all part of the puzzle. We are all witnesses for God. If we are going about our day, doing our 9-to-5 thing, coming home, making dinner, going to bed, and, just doing the same thing over and over each day. Just know there's more out there. Just know that God has a plan for you. There's someone you're going to reach. Sometimes there is a timing aspect to it. Think about, Moses was in Egypt as a prince, and it took him finding out who his people were at the right point in his life, getting to, leaving Egypt and then coming back to set the people free under God's direction. He was called to do that. Jonah was called to go to Nineveh. He did not want to do it. He went the exact opposite direction, but God had other plans and brought him back. And this is how it can be for us in life at times. The things we're called to do are not always easy. The things we're called to do will make us uncomfortable. We'll have to speak about God and the things that we believe in difficult circumstances, in difficult places with people that don't always want to hear it. But God's calling you to do something greater. The thing that I heard the other day that kind of blew me away, and I'm going to explain after I say this, but Jesus for 30 years was a carpenter. 30 years. I mean, it talks about him and his, 12, when he was 12 at the temple, showing such wisdom, and people were astounded by him. And I'm sure that he was a witness, everywhere he went. But the gospel states, around 30 years old is when he began his ministry. 30 years old. God's timing, this is when this happens. Now, when I say God's timing, God has a time for many different things in your life, many different aspects, things that he wants you to do. What you want to do is pray for what does he want you to do right now? What is his purpose for you right now? Is there someone you're supposed to be reaching? Is there something you're supposed to be doing? When we started this podcast, this was not the intention. It was a Bible study. We've talked about that before, but this was a Bible study. And we took that Bible study. Well, I can't say we. God took that Bible study, told us that we needed to make it where anybody could listen to it. And he's turned it into a tool for the greater good. He has taken something where we are able to talk about these biblical topics, have these amazing guests on, talk to these authors that have so much more knowledge than I could ever imagine, and give them a platform to help reach other people. Man, that's just an amazing gift. And if we hadn't listened to God, at that time, I mean, I'm 43 years old right now. That was almost 3 years ago. You think about that. God put me in this position at this time for this to happen, because this is what God's calling me to do right now. God has put other things on my heart. He's telling me there's other things that I need to complete, other things that I need to focus on. And right now, I'm here to tell you that the thing that God has for you, the thing that God's telling you to do right now, is more important than anything else that's in your life. Because that thing that God is putting you out there to do is to somehow strengthen your faith, strengthen the faith of the people around you, or plant a seed in someone that without that, maybe they don't have salvation. Maybe you plant that seed and God causes that to grow and grow and grow, and they become closer and closer to Him, and who knows what comes from that. If that person that you planted that seed in comes to God because you listen to God, you listen to God's plan for you, what's that one person's salvation worth? What is it worth? My gosh, it's worth everything. It's just an amazing thing to think that God is letting you be part of His plan. He's using it. Does God need us? No, He doesn't. God's allowing us to be part of His plan. He's allowing us to take part in the most amazing, the most glorifying thing that there is on this planet, and that is bringing more people to Him, filling up heaven and emptying out hell. That is an unbelievable gift that we get to be a part of it. Was it easy for Jesus while He was here on this earth? Not at all. He took the weight of everyone's sin and He died on a cross for us. He got ridiculed and questioned and flogged, everything along the way, everything. Just because He was telling the truth. Now, it says that we will suffer as Christians. We will suffer. He talks to the disciples, says, "You will suffer in my name." And guess what? A lot of people in a lot of countries do. Here in America, right now, at this time, I don't feel oppression from the word getting out. We're starting to see some censorship in areas that we never saw before. And who knows what the future holds, but we need to stay loud and proud of our faith and what Jesus did for us. My gosh, what a gift. Now, God is calling you. He is telling you there is something for you to do. There is something in your life. And I guarantee it's more than one thing, but there's something, and it might seem minuscule to you, but there is something that could change someone's life. I've told this before, I think, once, but I think it just kind of caps off how just walking the way that God wants you to, He can use you in a set situation. And to you, it might seem minuscule. You know, some of the things that we can do don't seem that large. It doesn't seem like we're playing a huge role or a big part. But one day at work, I saw a resident at the building I was at, and they had just come in, and I can't remember exactly what happened. This is 15 years ago, and it possibly was a hip fracture or something of that nature, and they, you know, broke their femur or something of that nature. So they came in, and you know, I saw them in the hallway. It's not somebody that I was treating or saw, but. And when I say treating, I'm an occupational therapist. Just a heads up, I'm definitely not a doctor or have any kind of intelligence of that degree. But when we work on trying to get people's independence back. So this person, and it wasn't even a patient that I was treating, but this person said to me, you know, I walked down the hallway and I just looked at him, I smiled and I said, "How you doing today?" And they said, "Oh, I'm good. You know, thanks for asking." That was it. About 3 weeks later, that person stopped me in the hallway and said, you know, they're getting close to going home. They're doing really, really well. You know, bouncing back, doing well. And that person says to me, do you remember when you talked to me about 3 weeks ago and you asked me how my day was? I'm like, no, I don't really remember that. But, you know, you just kind of nice and polite. Yeah. She said to me, she goes, that's the one thing that got me through. I was so low. I was so depressed. I was so worried I wouldn't be able to go home. I wouldn't have the same level of independence. I wouldn't be able to do the things I need to do for myself. But you taking the time to come and just say, ask me how my day was, gave me a peace. It helped me through that entire time she was there. Did I do anything that was special or miraculous in my eyes? Absolutely not. But we're supposed to live as God wants us to live. We're supposed to emulate Jesus. And I guarantee wherever Jesus went, if he smiled at you, you felt it. And we're supposed to let God, or let people see God and God's love in the way that we act and the way that we are with the people around us. It is not easy to do that all the time. But man, that's one thing we are called to do all the time. I know there's other things that you're called for. I know there's something else out there. Some of those things are going to be difficult. It's going to be a hard conversation. It's going to be being put in a spot where your faith is questioned. And as we always say with 1 Peter 3:15, always be able to give a reason for the hope that you have, but do so with gentleness and respect. Tell them why you believe in Jesus. Tell them about the hope that you have. But do it in a way that is loving, is caring. Don't condemn. It says in James that there is but one lawbringer and one judge. Now go out, pray, read the Bible, dig in, and find what God wants you to do. Listen to that knock on your heart. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Be in God's Word. Pray that you don't miss an opportunity that God's putting in front of you. Remember, it's not going to always be something you want to do, but you're going to feel the call, and you got to step up to the plate. Keep on digging, everybody.